Curator Gary Garls.
We're looking at a sculpture by Robert Gober, an untitled work from 1990. It's made out of beeswax with then some a little bit of paint and human hair. But it also has a kind of glistening quality, almost like a traditional sculpture made out of marble. It's quite detailed, very beautifully crafted, but at the same time, the hair makes it very, very creepy. It looks like a male torso, but at the same time, it looks like a bag that's been dropped on the floor. And then the more you look at it, a face emerges on the front of it. It's an object, but it becomes a kind of lifelike presence, potentially a kind of animated body. Maybe there's a little bit of sadness in it. It's kind of sagging. In some ways, one almost wants to go up and comfort this thing. So I find it very moving, emotionally, frankly, that it exposes the vulnerability of the body, the vulnerability of emotions. It confronts us with our fragility as human beings, with our mortality, with very existential issues about who we are as physical beings in the world. I have the pleasure of knowing the artist, and he has also a wonderful sense of humor, the kind of wonderful absurdity of it. It can also be read as quite funny and humorous at the same time.